You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What'd you do last night? Anything good?
Last night was the basketball camp that started back up. So,
the dribbles and what
they call it? Skills and drills.
Skills and drills.
And dribbles.
How'd he do?
And it was good. He's a little rusty. I think we need to pull the hoop out from the side of the house and put it in the street and let him practice a little bit more. But to be expected, I guess. You know, there hasn't been much physical activity or play in the last couple months. But it was nice just to see the kids out there having some fun. And the coach was super excited. He's like, this is great. We're finally all back out here. And It was a beautiful night. And everyone had their masks on. And
How high is the rim at that age?
I don't know. It's high. I mean, they got to give it a good to get it up there.
So no dunking, probably.
No dunking. The park that we did it at has been completely remodeled, and it's been this big whoop-de-doo. It's all redone. Blah, 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 blah. So where they place the basketball court and the hoop, if you shoot and you miss, it goes down a very steep hill behind the hoop. It's like the court and then a drop-off. And my buddy Matt and I were sitting there last night looking at this, and we're like, what a crappy design. Why didn't they just put the hoop on the other side of the court, which would have basically rolled into the park, flat
That's
ground.
Funny.
But no, a lot of the time last night was these kids shooting, missing, and then having to run all the way down this hill to get the ball.
More of a workout, I guess.
I guess. My thing was like, well, maybe it just makes them try harder to actually hit the backboard and get it in, because they know if they miss, they got to go run. So maybe this is beneficial.
That's a penalty for an air ball right there.
Trying to look at the glass half full here, you know, making them try a little harder, Tom. But yeah, it was a good night. It was nice seeing the kids have some fun again. So that's what I did last night. What'd you do?
We were talking about Zoe, that's my stepdaughter, about work for her moving forward.
Yeah.
Because she got her CNA license, you know, for nursing, and she's going to school for sort of that kind of stuff. And the whole idea is once she got that CNA that she would go work in that industry. But you had to wait in many cases until you're 18 for various places to hire you. But now that she's turned 18, there's the pandemic. And it's like, Well, do you want her first job to be out at a place where, You know, the threat is high? So we were going back and forth and back and forth talking about all of that, because on one hand, I was like, well, you know, we paid for these classes for you to become a CNA. I don't want it to go to waste.
I mean, isn't she always going to be at some sort of threat for something in that industry, catching anything on a daily basis?
Sure.
I know it's more heightened now, but it's just,
you know,
they've got precautions.
It's been kind of interesting, and you're just a few years away from this with Reed, because he's about to turn 9. So, probably another 5 to 7 years, you're going to start dealing with this, where the jumping from interest and potential career from one to the next is, it's interesting. It's interesting to see how a young person's brain, you know, is trying to stack things together. Like, what do I want to do? What am I? Because I've always said there's, you know, three very important elements to picking out your job. One, you've got to have a passion for it. You've got to love to do it. Secondly, you've got to be good at it. And third, it has to be something that can support you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, those are three. And a lot of people, well, it's not about money. Well, I got news for you, my friend.
A little bit kind of is.
You know, when you can't pay any of your bills, suddenly it's about money. So I said, just find the intersection of those three things. You like it, you're good at it, and it can pay your bills.
Mm-hmm.
Where do those three things converge? And it is really interesting. And I don't like people forcing kids at age 15 or 16 to make a decision with what they want to do with their life. I mean, I think that's preposterous. And I'm very against these assessment tests that they will do in schools.
Oh, where they try to place you? Yeah.
Yes. The kids will be 16 years old and they'll do some sort of tests. Well, you need to be, you know, in this
accounting
field,
or whatever. And then all of a sudden these kids feel the pressure that they've got to go into accounting, but they don't really like math that much. I don't know.
I don't mind if there's some sort of assessment test that finds out where your strengths are.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember one school, and this is for the reals, that when they gave that test, they told the kid, you need to just focus from now on just this. Don't consider anything else with your career. They flat out told them that. And I was aghast at that whole concept that you're 16 and you're supposed to decide what you want to do for the rest of your life. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
It's too difficult.
This is coming from somebody who at age 16 knew what he wanted to do, and I've done it since I was 16.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm an outlier on that, because I don't think a lot of people even know by the time they're 20, 22 for sure.
I feel like I'm an outlier too, because I never once ever had radio on my radar for anything. I thought I was going to go into TV or like theater acting. Honestly, dude, never once thought about radio. Until a day that you announced on the air you were looking for a producer, and my girlfriend heard it at the time, Nicole, and then I applied.
Right.
You know, no counselor ever told me radio. I'd never even thought about it, but here we are.
Although you're still doing what you wanted to do, because it was performing.
It was a performance type, avenue.
It was kind of like art / performance.
Sure.
And so, but yeah, but you're a great example, you know. You don't know for sure
sometimes
what you want to do.
Sometimes you just fall into what you're good at, too, I feel like.
So I'm not frustrated by anything with it. I think it's really just kind of interesting to watch, because she's 18. She might change her mind again, because now it's gone from being, at one point she wanted to be a doctor. She just wanted to be a doctor, and maybe even a surgeon, because she's really turned on by all the blood and guts and everything. And then she was like, I don't want to be in school until I'm 30 or 32 or whatever it is. She doesn't want to do that. So then it was, you know, various forms of being a nurse. And now it's that she's really interested in the mental health aspect of it and working with people in the mental health industry.
What's going to happen, though, if she gets into it and she doesn't like it?
Well, like she'll be like the millions of other people who have been down that path, you know, who
then it's
start
like,
on
then
something.
What?
Yeah, that's kind of why I've always advocated that I think it'd be a good idea for people not to go to college right out of high school. Go work for a couple of years and you know, find out various things in real life, because I think you need to be probably 20 to 22 before you're really sure. And again, there are outliers. I know there are people who at age 6 knew what they wanted to do.
Right.
But I'm talking about the average person. I think they change their mind so many times.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with that. You're not a fully formed human when you're 16 or 18, and maybe not even when you're 22. I mean, we grow and we develop and we find different interests.
I'm still not even there yet, I feel like, sometimes, right? Honestly.
It's the truth. And, you know, but also I think that's also the beauty of the side hustle.
Yep.
Because Zoe does sell clothing stuff online. She distresses clothes, and then she has a little shop online, and she does well with it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, part of our discussion last night was, you don't have to give up your side hustle. Just keep, because that's what brings you some joy.
Pay the bills with the other job and, have your joy and a little bit of other passion in the other side hustle.
Yeah, and you're walking around money and stuff.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, to buy the treats that you want in your life. So,
yep.
I don't know. You know, I know there are a lot of parents are listening right now who have been through this or are about to go through it, like you are.
No,
because
not yet, man.
Reed's going to start
hitting
that age.
Give me a couple more years. Give me a few more years. He's still sweet and innocent and just likes bugs right now. I don't want to deal with all this other stuff.
You don't want to have to worry
I want
to about
bundle them. I want to keep them in a bottle at this age and not have to worry about anything else, because they're easy. They're home. I know what they're doing. And I'm just dreading the day where they're off and I don't know what they're doing. And that's going to be difficult, man. It's going to be very difficult.
Yeah.
So.
Sigh.
Sigh.
Anyway, that's what's going on at Casa Testa.